The council voted unanimously Tuesday night to adopt an ordinance with those guidelines which spell out what bar and restaurant owners need to do in order to reopen. After the meeting, Mayor Kyle Moore spoke about what he hopes those owners understand about the new ordinance.
Hopefully they know that the intent is to make it possible for them to make the most money as they can. We know that they're severely restricted right now, and they have taken the brunt of the economic damage of COVID-19. So, you know, we want to be as helpful as we can, but we also, with some of the outdoor aspects, need to be respectful of our neighborhoods. And that's a delicate balance that we have at the city council level. And so I believe that this struck a good balance where we're respecting neighborhoods, but also allowing our bars to open up a little bit.
Those guidelines include dining outdoors with social distancing, seating of 6 or less at a table, and those tables need to be 6 feet apart. The ordinance waives the city's open container and noise ordinances for those establishments. It also allows the use of tents without walls, and customers can go inside to use the restroom. The ordinance also delays collection of the city's 1 cent food and beverage tax to January 1st, makes a previous ordinance giving Quincy police power to issue citations for violations of the stay-at-home order null and void immediately. The ordinance was passed 3 days after the state issued its rules for reopening. Moore says he didn't have to change much of the city's guidelines.
I think I only added 2 things, and that was the seating and how they described what would be considered outdoors, so the walls. Other than that, we were pretty on point. And I think the preparation that we had as a community beforehand with the Adams County Together plan and with the Opening Up Together toolkit, I think we were more prepared for this than most communities.
Businesses who want to use city property can apply for a permit starting Wednesday morning. And those who want streets closed need to get their request in by Friday morning at 9 a.m. Those need to be approved by the city council. The full list of guidelines will be posted on the city's website Wednesday morning. Scott Hardy, WTAD News.